I just want us to listen to this. I'm not even going to tell you where I'm reading. Just listen. Since, therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to him. Let us draw near to him with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Right? Pretty big deal. Title of my message today, a little bit, I guess my Bible study, it's just Tabernacling with God. And then my subject line, if you will, is From False Assumptions, We Deduce Absurd Conclusions. You need to know a little bit about me. I live in the middle of central Nebraska. Do not have anybody really that's Sabbath keeping that we meet with. They're many, 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 many miles away. And it's not something I can do. So I'm kind of out there by myself. We have Bible studies every weekend, every Sabbath day, and once a week with a very small group. Not really Sabbath keepers. One of them is. Rest of it is just folks who are interested in getting to know Jesus. And so we meet. And I am a very straightforward guy. You're being warned right now. Okay? Feel free to ask anything you want when it's time. But I don't take God lightly in my past and my history. I take it very seriously in what I do and the way what I believe. And we'll get into some of those things right now. Okay, I'm ready for some, we'll start reading a few scriptures here. I'm going to cover these fairly quickly, and then we'll get into some conversation, however it wants to go. Okay, John 4:23-24. I'm going to read up there rather than flip my book. But an hour is coming, and is now, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Two words there I want to key in on, in worship in spirit. That one is going to let that go for today's study. But the other one for me is truth. The truth. People don't like the truth. We don't like the truth. We don't. We are against God in every in our very nature. And since the fall of Adam, that's how it began. I'm a huge studier of human nature, including myself, most especially myself. I like to use the analogy of when I look at myself in a mirror and I study, and then I look in the mirror and I say, okay, what's going on with you today in the mirror? And if I answer truthfully, it's a pretty scary place to be sometimes. And it helps me. It brings me current with myself today, helps me to be able to have a walk with my God in a manner that I hope pleases him every day, every hour, every minute, and at least for today. I can't worry about tomorrow. Truth is, there is no tomorrow, because tomorrow becomes today. Every day is today. There is no tomorrow. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Well, that's because there is no tomorrow, technically, if you think about it. There's just today. And we have yesterday. Can't change yesterday, but today is today. And I just want to please him in a manner in every day. And so I like that mirror effect. Okay, so truth is very, very, very important, and it's a very important thing in my life. I don't tolerate liars very well. I am one sometimes, but that's truth. But I don't tolerate it very well. I like, and I think our God wants us to worship him in spirit and truth. I don't know, it just kind of says that, right? That's how we are expected to do it. So if we're going to lie to ourselves and make ourselves seem or be better than we think we are, Okay. And we all do it. It's just life. But how can we better ourselves? I think that's one thing that I think is becomes important for me. Matthew 24, please. And Jesus answered and said to them, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many." I don't know where we're at in the big time frame of God's plan. I think we're getting kind of close, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But the truth, 200 years ago, they thought, "Oh man, he's coming, he's returning tomorrow." You know, 100 years, they did it. "Oh man, he's coming tomorrow." Truth is, I don't know. But I think we're close. There's a lot of things lining up, in my opinion. And this isn't a prophecy discussion, but a lot of things. And one of the things that our Savior said, and we've read it, Ben read it yesterday, but I really like to key in on it. He says all kinds of things, what Christ does in his book and our Bible does and the writers of it. "See to it that no one misleads you." That means you're responsible for yourself to not be misled. It doesn't matter what they say or he says or she says or this person says. You're responsible. That's the truth. How do you know or be prepared to not be misled? Study to show thyself approved. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Be diligent to prepare yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. This is his word. This is his word. So a lot of us have a history, but I have a history. Pretty much my whole life, been involved in Sabbath keeping, not pretty much, in my entire life. And when I was about 18 years old, one week out of high school, I left home. I'm one of five kids, for those of you who don't know our family, and that's fine. I left home. I'm number two in the hierarchy. Matt is my older brother, and then me, and then three below me. But I was ready to go, spread my wings, and experience life out in the wild, wild world long time ago. And I did. Does that mean we need to get out? Siren? I'm kidding. It doesn't matter. So at least hopefully you don't have a jukebox kick on today. That would be awesome. But rightly handling the word of truth. So as an 18-year-old, left home. And I went to Dallas, Texas, and I actually went to live and be with my older brother, Matt. He was already there. And someplace to land. So I did, and I spread my wings. And a few months into it, I called my dad and pretty much said, "You know what, Dad, I'm not going to do anything the way I was raised. I'm not going to believe anything that you raised me, you taught me. I don't want to do it." And the reason I don't want to do it is because I have absolutely no idea why I was told I had to do the things that you told me I had to do. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't believe it. Okay? So when you don't believe something, truth, you shouldn't do it. That's a biblical principle. Just because somebody's trying to convince you to do something that is absolutely against what you want to do, and if you do it, shame on you. Don't do it. Believe, have faith, and specifically as it relates to the Word of God. I think it's important. I think it's extremely important that we study to show thyself approved. My version says it this way. This one says it that way. Rightly handling the Word of truth. So I told him, and I said, "I don't know, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to study." I mean, I had absolutely no idea why I couldn't play sports on Sabbath day. I mean, I did. You know, I was a good athlete. Kind of frustrated me. At least I thought it was. Never know, because I didn't get to do it. But everything I tried, I was pretty good at it. And, I mean, a little sarcasm involved in this, but and I didn't hate my father or my mom or anybody for that. It was just the way it was. So I went out, and I went to the library, and I met a guy non-Sabbath keeping guy that we worked with, and self-proclaimed Christian, and it was a good thing for me to be with him. His name was Rodney. I don't remember his last name. We're talking 40 plus years ago. Wow, long time. And we got to talking about different things off and on, odds and ends. And he said to me, by the way, I better pay attention. He started challenging me on things that I believe, okay? The biggest one we dealt with is Christmas, which that gets you going, right? You don't know, I think everybody here is the same, but you never know. I don't keep Christmas at all. It's not biblical. And that's one of those false assumptions that people deduce absurd conclusions with. Okay? That is exactly one of them. But anyway, so we got to talking and just visiting. And I just regurgitated maybe all the stuff that I was raised with. And it just started coming out. So I was listening. But I still didn't believe it, right? Because I didn't know. And I'm a stubborn guy. Ooh, don't tell me what to do. Right? I don't like it. And I had to be sat down and have the absolute smithereens beat out of me. You guys ever heard the term a 2x4 learner? Somebody who learns with the use of a 2x4? I am him. That's how I learn. A lot of pain, suffering. I used to. I'm better about it nowadays. I actually listen. Study to show thyself to prove. Approved. Matthew 18. Please, Ben. Surely, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Truthfully, that says I'm supposed to become like a child, or I won't enter the kingdom of heaven? Wow. It's pretty crazy. Back to my story. So I had to learn and study. I went to the libraries. And I had to learn. I had to back up. Well, 19 years old. Why keep the Sabbath day? I was told. We did it. I didn't know why. It just was. I thought I did, but I really didn't. Did I believe it? Probably not. So I did lots and lots of different studies. And I got on my knees a lot. And I had a 2x4 used on me, proverbially, with the way it works for me. And God got a hold of me way back then, and he showed me his truths. And I needed to live these things and be this way. My analogy is flawed, like lots of things. But we have light, Christ, God, light, and we have darkness. Okay? This is how it should be. No room in between there. None. What do we do? I will talk about me. You guys figure out yourselves. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Here's what I had to do. And here's what I do. I like to force those two things apart. And that basically becomes a gray area, right? That's the gray. That is the fence. It is the not. It is the lukewarm. This is how I live. And I try to force it back together more and more and more every day, so that there isn't any separation there for me to play around with in my human brain. Okay? Because I'll do it. Why do we do that? Become like little children. Mentally become like that. Nicodemus had a problem with being born again. Jesus was talking to him. What do you mean? I'm a grown man. however old he was. He wasn't a young person at all. Young, i.e., he wasn't in his 30s or 40s. He was an old guy, probably older than me. How am I supposed to be born again? What, huh? I can't go back into the womb. Same thing with become like little children, the way I see it. You know, I think I know lots of stuff because I'm no longer a child. And when I stop talking and I find a place to be quiet and I can let God teach me, I learn stuff. I read stuff. I pretty much just read the Bible. I don't like outside influences me personally. I think it waters down the thing that I need to learn most about him here. And that's okay. You do what you want to do. But for me, I can't. I'm not interested in that. I have enough challenge dealing with my own thoughts about what I'm reading. I don't need influences from any other source, i.e. any other books, for me. And that's okay if you like them, and I'm fine with that. I'm not here to judge. But for me, it wasn't the way that I could do it. I had to stick with the program. So back in my youth, I came to the conclusion, and I got on my knees, and I asked God into my heart and into my life, and I accepted him in my life. And then I had some friends, and he was a Baptist minister, and I asked him to baptize me. He and his brother, both ministers in the Baptist church. We went to Lake Louisville, and I was baptized by a Baptist minister. So it probably wasn't real. Probably wasn't good enough. Right? Well, if you think that, then I don't really care what you think. How about that? I'm a straightforward guy. It was good. It was effective. I came out of that water. I never felt like that before in my life. It was euphoric. It was awesome. And I went forward. And then, a few years later, I decided to go off and wander around in the wilderness. I walked away for a long time. I didn't forget about him. I didn't forget about him. Just wasn't ready. I liked our message to begin with, the wilderness experience. Josh, appreciate that. You know, it's where I went to find God. For me. The thing about human beings is we're all individuals. We're all unique. We could all sit here and talk about different things that we believe and what we think. We can agree, we can disagree. But it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. We need to become like little children. And you are responsible for your own salvation. Nothing that I say or should say should affect your salvation. Well, forget me. What about those that are in our inner circle? Should they be able to say something that affects my salvation? May it never be. No. People should not, cannot, we should not allow them to affect your salvation. We need to worship God in spirit and truth. And we need to be aware of any deception to the best of our ability. It's going to get so bad that if it were possible, even the elect will be deceived. God's elect, if it were possible. And I don't know how that's all going to go. I just know I don't want to be deceived. And he gives us plenty of examples and things to talk to. And, you know, Matthew 24, which we're going to get into in a minute. Not yet. Whoa. And we're going to talk about some of those things. But become like little children. Listen to what we're being taught. The second part of that is Matthew 18:4. Whoever then humbles himself like a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know, I don't really worry about the kingdom of heaven. Actually, I've thought about it quite a bit. Imagine that. I don't worry about it, but I thought about it. You know, I'm the 2x4 learner. I don't have great aspirations. I'm a pretty simple guy. I just want to be a soldier in his kingdom. I just want to go thump people who don't want to do the things they're supposed to do. That sounds bad, but I do. I want to police stuff. I'd be fine with that. Be under the command of somebody much greater than I. I'm fine with that. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. But in my mind, I'm thinking, that'd be good enough. I want to teach. I want to train. I want to help. No idea how it's going to go. I have my own thoughts about it, but I think that would be fun. I really do. It's going to be. It's going to be exciting. And God's going to do what he's going to do with me. And he's going to do what he's going to do with you. We are to humble ourselves. As a child, I don't know what I don't know, even though I think I do. And I'm sure really excited to tell you how wrong you are all the time. Aren't we? Stop doing that. Our Father in heaven doesn't want that from us. Doesn't please him. We will be judged as we judge others. That's a terrifying thought for me. I am one judgmental dude. I see things, I think things, and my Heavenly Father knows what I think. He knows what you think. He knows what you see. He knows what your brain's doing to you, your thought processes. He knows what's in your heart, right? Don't judge. Be humble. Humility. Become like a little child. And guess what happens when I do that? He comes to me, and he talks with me in his scriptures, in his word. And I have thoughts that I've never had before. And I learn that my life, albeit complicated for me as I understand it, is really very simple. Just don't do the things that he doesn't want me to not do. Oh, whoops. I haven't figured out how to do that yet. All right, humble ourselves. Become like a little children, humble as a child. And that person will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, whatever that means. I don't worry about that. That's tomorrow. It's not today. Whatever he chooses to do with me, okay. You know, he has mercy on who he has mercy, and he has compassion on who he has compassion. I hated the study of the book of Joshua. Hated it. We went through it quite a few months ago in our little area. God commanded the Israelites to go into these evil people's dwellings and kill them. I was fine with that. Bad people, okay, God, I'm just reading it. He said, kill these, I think it's Moabites is one of them. Maybe I'm wrong, but we can look. Not important who it was, but kill all the men. I'm like, yeah, the bad guys. Gone. Kill all the women. Okay. They did. With a sword. Now this is going to get a little weird. Sorry, little people. And then he told them to kill all the children. All of them. Man, woman, child. And all the beasts. She's pregnant. Kill her. 6 months old. Kill them. I didn't like that. I've read it many times. Choose not to read that. Don't like it. God, why? I mean, we could adopt them. I mean, couldn't we just get those kids and bring them into the Israelites' fold and teach them from an infant, change their life, make their life and world different? I don't know. Apparently not. Wipe them out. He has mercy on who he has mercy. He has compassion on who he has compassion. I got mad. I did. I got mad reading that. Like, come on, man. That's just mean. You know, the term, it broke my heart reading that. I'm like, come on. I know what it is, but it's just, how do you fathom the depth of our Heavenly Father? How? Explain that one to me, somebody, right? Okay, I can't. All right. I'm going to skip ahead. I'm going to run a little late. My mouth's running. I better get to it here. I'm not going to go in order now, Ben. I would like to go to, let me give here, Second Corinthians 11, please. I guess it kind of is in order, isn't it? For if one comes and preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, this is Paul talking, or you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you bear this beautifully. For if one comes and preaches another Jesus, anybody think that's happening? Has it been happening? Paul said this about 50 years after, not after the death of Christ, after Christ was born. 50 to 60 years. I'm not sure of my timing, and I don't really care if it's dead accurate. But he was changed. Paul was. And he says this 2,400 and some odd years ago. You think that's still happening? Yeah, it is. In fact, it's more and more and more, and we see it every day. We see it every day. And it becomes a false assumption that we can, we shouldn't, but we can come up with or deduce absurd conclusions about. We have to be really cautious, I think. And I say this very kindly and gently as I can, but it's still the truth. The Jesus that is preached in the world today is not the Jesus of this book. It's not. Why? The day they worship, the holidays that they keep, the beliefs that they have, and the anti-scriptural things that they say and talk about and share tickles my ears. Man, that sounds good. It sounds good. But it is a deception of the devil. We have to be cautious of it, is my only point. Don't fall prey to those things. Okay? Perhaps we're not. Perhaps you're not. But if it were possible, as we go forward, even the elect could, might, will be deceived. And if we are in those end times, and it's truly getting, it's going to ramp up. I've heard a name thrown out yesterday, I think, and it's okay. And there's a lot of raw feelings and strong feelings about it. Charlie Kirk. Poor man was killed. He was assassinated. A believing man, a Bible-believing, a church, I mean, a believer, he says, he claims. He was. I don't know. That's the thing. We don't know, man. I don't know you. You don't know me. Kind of talked about it yesterday. Ben did. You know, wheat and the tares. What are we dealing with every day of our lives? The wheat and the tares. Another Jesus. This doesn't mean it's the biblical Jesus. And I don't want to be that guy at that time. Ben mentioned yesterday in his message. And we show up. It's time for that judgment. We see Jesus and we say, hey, let me in. And he says, I don't know you, but I said all this. I did these things. I believe in you. I talk about you. I don't know you. Be gone, Dave. Whoa, scary thought process. We have to know what we believe. Black, darkness, light, gray area. The devil is cunning. He is deceitful, and he's brilliant. If you don't think Satan the devil is smart and cunning, you're missing the boat. It sounds so good, and he knows that. If we were born in a country, I'm going to say use the country of India, and you were born to two parents, Hinduism, I think, is the religion that they have. And you were born into that family. What are the odds that you would be Hindu in your belief system? Like, I don't know, 99.99%? Okay. God reaches out there and says, I want this person. Let's say it's me. He wants David, Hindu, David, born to Hindu parents, Indian parents. And it doesn't matter. I don't care where. Pick a place. I want you, Dave. He has to call. Our mighty God has to call us. You're not coming to find him if he doesn't call you. This world is full of people, full, who aren't called. I don't know what his calling is. I don't know them. That's his job. That's the truth. His job, not mine. But he brings them to him. So I might, as that example, go, what is this? I've heard about this Christianity religion, and maybe I start reading. And I then have a choice, don't I? I don't like what I'm reading. Nope, see ya. Or this is awesome, perhaps. And I start following that. And then I get to deal, if that's in my story, if I get to deal with all of the struggles that go involved with that, right? My family. What are you doing, David? I found out about this guy named Jesus, and he's in the book. He's in this Bible. Not our book, but this book. And I'm going to follow him. Well, we're going to go ahead and kick you out of our family and kick you out of our town and make things difficult for you unless you change your way. Go back to the way it's supposed to be. Light, darkness, gray area. No, I'm going to choose the light, Mom and Dad. Can you imagine that difficulty of that person would have to commit to that? It's amazing. Jesus, false Jesus, be careful of it. It's all around us. From false assumptions, we deduce absurd conclusions. Sabbath day, Sunday, 380-ish. You more Bible students better than me. They decided an emperor, or actually a pope, or what was he, the emperor? I don't know who he was. Can't remember. Drawing a blank now. Said, we're going to change it to the worship of the Sunday of the Son, not the Son of God, the Son. And we'll just incorporate the Christians that are believing in Christ as the Son of God Sunday. Bring them into this fold, and that's the day we're going to do it. And he made it a law, punishable by bad things that Romans do. When that first happened, I guarantee a lot of the Sabbath-keeping people said, I'm not doing that. I'll just do it in secret and keep doing it. Well, they died. Their kids, I'm not going to do that. No. Well, they died. Their kids. It doesn't sound so bad, but it's probably not right. But let's go see what it's about. And they died. And their kids. It's pretty normal. We'll just worship God. Go on. Everybody's happy. No big deal. Generation, generation, generation. Off we go. All right. A few more things. Matthew 5. Jumped. Thanks, Ben. You are here. You heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's not the right scripture. That's okay. Thanks. You can take that off. You did it right. I messed it up. Go to Philippians 2, verse 12. I said 12:12 earlier, and he said there is no such thing. I said, okay, let's do this one. But because it ties in. So then, my beloved, just as you always obeyed, not as my presence, but now only much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. Study to show thyself approved. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. He gives us all the tools, and he works with us according to who we are, where we are, when we are. He uses other people to help us sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes you're just by yourself. Did you know that you don't need anyone else to teach you? Scripture says, I don't have the scripture written down. You only need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you. It's all you need. So if you're a hermit up on a mountain, just you got this book, you can learn about God and you can learn about him a lot. You don't need someone else to teach you. But do not forsake the gathering together of yourselves. Do not. It's good for us. You know, we always use the term iron sharpens iron. But the history of the Christianity, of true Christianity, of Christians, Sabbath-keeping, Bible-believing Christians, which is what we are. We're Christians. We're not false Jesus Christians. It's important to know there's a distinction. And the world doesn't want us in this side of the Christianity. They don't. Satan doesn't. He wants us on that one. That's good enough over there. Not here. Anyway. Work it out. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's important to do it every day. I have to do it every day. I accept Christ as my Savior completely. My nature is against God. I didn't read that scripture. But it is. How do we love our God? Keep His commandments. What are the two great commandments? Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your fellow man as yourself. Jesus said that. He said that summarizes the law in its entirety and all of its commands. Okay, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. We have to ask the question, study to show thyself approved. Why? How? How is that even possible? And I encourage the young folks in the room to do that soon. Study about those things. Why? The first four are about how you love God, of His Ten Commandments. The last six are about how you love your fellow man. Period. It's not a burden. So Scripture says it's not a burden. Okay? Yeah, it is. It's tough. My nature is against God. Romans 8:7. I jumped over that one, Ben. Please. And then I'll close up here pretty quick. I'll lay out a couple of other things. Okay. Because a mind is set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. There's two natures that dwell in us. I firmly believe that. My human nature, regardless of what I try to do, no matter how hard I strive and struggle, I can't get it right. I can't. It's against God. I fight Him. I fight Him every day. You know? Question. Anybody in here not sin because you're a saved Christian? Raise your hand if anybody is. Whew, that's good. I was going to get nervous there. All right. What's that?
You're in the right room.
Right. Amen. But our nature is against Him. We're going to fight Him, man. We're going to fight Him, fight Him, fight Him. Who will save me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Our nature is against Him. And that will never change until we are changed and my nature is removed. However, He gives us His Spirit. He gives us a new heart, a new mind, and it dwells in me, which proves that I need Him, and that's how I live my life today. Okay, I need to get some questions. I got 10 minutes. I'm really sorry. That went way beyond. A couple of things. One more thing I want to throw out as a false assumption, just to throw this out at you. You may or may not agree with this, and that's okay, but research it, study it, understand what Satan, the devil, how tricky he is. This one, again, I don't want to offend anybody, but this one can get offensive. I hear it a lot. I hear a lot of people praying to Jesus. Dear Jesus, and they start that prayer. Now, again, don't be offended. If anybody is, I beg you, please pardon me. But Christ Himself said, and when you pray, pray in this manner. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father who is in heaven. I don't really like the old English. Our Father, dear God, our Father, Father in heaven, I pray to you. And we do it in the name of in His Son. It's a, could be, I believe it is, but something for you to work out. It's a false Jesus. I know that Jesus is my older brother. He is not our Father. He is not. I won't say that because I'll get in trouble. He is not our Father. There's a movie reference there for those of you who think that. We are not our Father. Anyway, He is not our Father. He's our elder brother. My elder brother Matt is my elder brother. My dad is my father. As an example, we are sons of the Father. Jesus is the Son of the living God. He always was. Always was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. That's the truth. Pray to our Father. We hear it a lot today. Tickles the ears. Sounds good. Be careful. want to close up with, this is tabernacles. How do we tabernacle with our God? Well, that's for you to work out yourself. How do you tabernacle with your God? I don't really care how you do it. It's not for me to decide. You shouldn't care how I do it. I say care. My wife hates it when I say that. I don't care. Well, I do care. I care deeply. It's just not my business. Talk to me about it if you want to. Not you guys, but you know what I mean? Let's share it. Talk about it. How do we tabernacle with God? We know the Old Testament, tabernacling, building, Holy of Holies. Christ did away with that, tore the temple curtain in two in the temple of Holy Holies. We can now approach our Heavenly Father without fear, completely come before Him and talk with Him every day. So I want to spend time with my God. That's how I tabernacle with Him. Spend time with Him. I talk to Him. You know, teach me today. Teach me in this moment. Help me to not be angry with that guy that just cut me off on the road. You know, communicate with our Heavenly Father. He wants us to, so that we can please Him every day. Get more like His Son. Become more like His Son every day. That's it. I'll open it up to any questions, comments. Sorry, took too long. We got 7 minutes. I apologize, Ben. Matt, go. Anything at all? Scared you? We're good. Okay, I'd continue for another 7 minutes. Matthew 24 gives us what's the sign of your return? See to it that no one misleads you. Matthew 24, verses 4. If you want to read along, that's fine. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. And you will be hearing wars, rumors, wars. Ben read all this yesterday. Then he will deliver you. Verse 9. I like this one. Then he will deliver you. Who will? Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you. And you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And at that time, verse 10, many will fall away and will deliver up one another and hate one another. He ain't talking about unbelievers. They already hate us. They hate God's God. They hate God's people. I don't care what side of the fence you're on Saturday, Sunday. If you claim Christ, they hate you. The world does. And then there's another level of not fake Jesus, but real Jesus. They hate people, and it will fall away. What do you mean fall away? Christians will fall away? Point at me when it's time. I'm tired of looking at my clock. I've got 5 minutes. But Christians will fall away? What? Yeah. Okay, so I have to say those are terrors. But are you going to fall away? Are you? What if you can't buy food? What if you can't eat? What if we can't do anything? Oh, wait. It says we're going to happen that way. Can't buy, sell, or trade. Oh, you know, don't fall away. They're going to look for us. We're going to be hunted. Any questions, just speak up. I'll shut up. But many false, and I know this isn't prophetic. I'm not here for prophetic stuff today. Many, because lawlessness has increased, most people's love will grow cold. We're seeing that big time. People's love in the general. Hi, how are you? Shut up. Get away from me. Sorry. Didn't mean to talk to you. Didn't mean to bother you. Right? We see it all the time. And we have to live in the world. We're here. It's 4 minutes. A story, false assumption. I'm going to close. I shouldn't close with that. It's a dumb one to close with. Going to heaven when you die? False assumption. False Jesus belief. Biblical. That's the truth. Accept it. I know we probably do, everybody in here. But it's huge. I hear it all the time. And have you ever noticed that everybody that passed away, everybody goes to heaven? All of them? And I'm like, man, there's no way that dude was a bad guy. Well, he went to heaven. No, he doesn't. He's dead. He's in the grave, just like we're going to be. Just like my father, my dad is. My mom. He wants us to get to know him, and we need to be prepared for what's coming. But we need to know him every day and live for him, with him, by him. We need to be humble. We need to become like little children. The more you think you know and the more you want to tell other people how right you are, look in the mirror, Dave Laws. The more I want to tell people and see people and show people how right I am, I need to look in the mirror. And I need to humble myself. And I need to become like a little child and realize that I don't know everything. I don't know much. I just know that Christ is my Savior, that his Father in heaven wants me to be with him for eternity. And I want that. And I hope that I'm able to get to that point where he will save me from this body of death. Thank you.